something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
You know, in our country, apology is a currency. And I tell people, don't use apology as a currency. But I've apologized. They think that they have bought the forgiveness with apology. But I've apologized, haven't I? I said, I'm sorry. Have I not said it? So they think that once they have presented that apology, they ought to get their money's worth. You get it? You know, the apology ought to get for them whatever it is they wanted. He came late. And I said, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. And the man says, no, you're not entering. Sorry now. Because he's surprised. After saying sorry. Because to him, his apology is a currency. He has presented the currency for purchase. So give me my commodity. I paid. In Europe, when you say you are sorry, you go back. I'm very sorry for coming late. I'll make sure I don't do that next time. You go. In Nigeria, you say, I'm sorry, then you wait. I said, I'm sorry. You are still waiting. Say you are sorry and go. See, but we've been raised to think that apology is a currency. We are wrong. See, growing up wrong. That's why sometimes we don't know when we've done something wrong. We are not even sure. And when we're punished for doing something wrong, we think that other person who is punishing us is too strict. He's harsh. He's wicked. The man says, the gate is locked. You are supposed to come at 8. Sorry, you can't enter. Very wicked man. You see, that's their response. Very wicked man. That's in Nigeria. You're not allowed to do your job. It's a wicked man. Because he took actions against you. Even the judge in the court of law, when the judge has passed the sentence, the family members of the accused say, wicked man. Can you imagine what he said? Wicked man. Gave him life imprisonment. Wicked. They don't see the law. They see the judge as a person. If they could beg him there, they would. But the lawyer says, you can't talk. I talk for you. Say, Trying to get the judge's attention. See, it's a society. We've been raised that way. And it's so terribly wrong. So, so wrong. We have to change our way of thinking. So, Jesus said to her, one thing is needed. One thing is needful. One thing is necessary. And Mary has gotten it. And it will not be taken away from her. What is this one thing? Well, the Bible says that Mary was sitting at the feet of the Master, listening to his teaching, listening to his word. She was listening to the Master. She was in the presence of the Master, listening to him. What food do you want to prepare, Martha? He fed 5,000 men. The women and the children were not counted. He fed them with a little boy's lunch. Why don't you sit at his feet and let him fix the food for you? She wants to impress him. Ask the disciples where Jesus got fish from. They were fishing. And he said, children, do you have any? No, we haven't caught anything. He said, cast your net on the other side of the boat and you shall find. And they did it. They enclosed a multitude of fishes. John said to Peter, it's the master. They got out of the water. And then he said, bring some of the fish you caught. And they went to Jesus and found him preparing fish. They met him preparing fish. And he said, bring some of those ones. Because he wanted them to compare them. The miracle fish from his word and the one from the water. How will you impress the creator of the universe? What do you want to do to impress him? Even our prayer has become work. If you're not sweating, you don't think he has heard you. Then when you are now sweating, you think, yes. You know, we can't even pray to God simply anymore. If you haven't lost your voice in prayer, you don't think you've started. Can we impress him that way? No. No. So why are you suffering when you should be enjoying your life? You know, some people, they say that, don't put all your effort in your work. Find some time to go to the beach or go to the cinema or take a walk or go window shopping. All of those things don't necessarily bring you joy. You can have joy in anything. Don't have to wait till Saturday. Say, no, my Saturday is reserved for me. It's my special day of cooling off. Off what? Off your frustration of Monday to Friday. You see, such people don't enjoy their lives when they can actually enjoy every moment. Enjoy every day of their lives. And be happy about what you do. Take pleasure in yourself. Relish the moment. Right? Yeah. Yesterday we read it. That he gives us richly all things to enjoy. You enjoy them. Enjoy those things. This thing that you wore. Did you have time to look at it in the mirror? And said, Lord, thank you for this shirt. Wow, this looks nice. Did you have time to appreciate yourself? Then when you come to work and nobody sees what you are wearing, say, they don't even know what I'm wearing. But you didn't see it yourself. You didn't even see it. You didn't see it. So start learning to enjoy your life. And you'll be amazed at what happens. See, remember this. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's a difference between joy, just joy, the joy of the Lord, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There are three different things. You can have joy in its natural phenomenon, and you can have the joy of the Lord. Now, the joy of the Lord is that joy that springs up from what the Lord has done. He said, look what the Lord has done. And we rejoice. Glory to God. We rejoice in what the Lord has done. Joy in the Holy Ghost, on the other hand, is that joy that is evoked from your spirit. When you are filled with the Spirit. That's the joy in the Holy Ghost. It's the joy that's evoked in your spirit when you're filled in the Holy Ghost. And usually it's expressed in some shouting, in some singing, in some outbursts, you know. You are dancing in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. That's joy in the Holy Ghost. It's usually not connected to something that has happened, something that you received, something that the Lord has done. Not necessarily, but it's connected to a move of the Spirit of God within your spirit. Sometimes you don't even know in your mind why you are rejoicing so, because it's not coming from your mouth. It's like when you're speaking in other tongues and you come to the point where you're laughing in the spirit and you're singing in the spirit. It's not because of anything that you can connect it to at the moment, but it's just bubbling from within you. Glory to God. That's joy in the Holy Ghost. And it's all good. They're all nice. We should be joyful because we're children of God. We should have the joy of the Lord because of what He's done in our lives, what He's done for us. We say, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.